Yeah, whenever you are.
I'd like to call this Public Works Committee meeting to order at 6:31 on May 6th, 2024. It's 6:31. Is there any changes to the agenda? Well, before I go any further, sorry. We have Council Thomas, Director Capping, and Councilor Gamby present. Any changes to the agenda?
No, sir.
Has everybody had time to look over the minutes?
Yes, sir.
Can I get approval on the minutes?
Yes.
Sir.
The minutes have passed. Any public comment that's not on the agenda?
There's nobody online.
Nobody online? Okay, we'll move on. Committee members' comments. Councilor Gamby, you got anything?
I don't have anything. Thank you.
Councilor Thomas?
Not right at the moment.
Okay.
Let's move on to garbage truck purchase.
Thank you, sir. So this is a request to move ahead and purchase two garbage trucks from General Equipment. So based on the sanitation analysis that we did, there was one due this year and one due next year. And since we're so close to July and there's two trucks available, it makes sense to try and go after both those demo trucks. Both of them are identical trucks as far as make, model, and body. One has a couple more features than the other, but nothing major, which is why one's a little bit priced differently. So currently the two trucks that we'd be looking to replace is an 08 and an 09. Both of them have served us well up until this year, and this year they have cost us a ton of money to keep on the road. So knowing that you guys passed sanitation analysis, we reached out to General and they just happen to have two trucks. We've had one of them now for 3 weeks, been running it on both routes, and it seems to work really well for us. So those are the two trucks we've decided to try and go after. So the trucks, total cost for the trucks would be $759,799.60. And the annual payment on it would be $135 based on interest rate of 6.119%, which is up a little bit from when we talked before because it's been like a month or two since they quoted this last time. So this is the same company that we talked about possibly borrowing money from, which is Holt. Both trucks are listed below, and both trucks' bid sheet or quote sheet is listed here for you guys to review if you would like. Since these are demo trucks, they fall under the E15 rule, which is also attached. Basically, because it's a used truck, we don't have to go out for an RFP. Happy to answer any questions.
Councilor Thomas, you got any questions?
No, I kind of figured that's what he had in mind when I see
him. That's the Gamby.
What do you think would happen if you did go out for an RFP for this type of truck?
The price would come back about $45,000 higher, which is what they give me a break on the demo trucks. These are 2024 trucks, but since they've been demoed, there's actually a breakdown where in the sheet where it says that they give us a price break because of the demo.
Yeah. So, and that's about what it is, 45,000?
Yeah, if I remember it, it's like right around 45,000 because it was a demo. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
And is that for each one?
Yeah, they give us a price break on each truck.
Wow.
I should have highlighted it, I guess.
That's awesome, though. That's almost $90,000 saving.
Yeah, they give us a decent deal when we buy a demo. I don't know why I can't find it. I picked it up earlier right away, and now I can't find it on here.
Well, and we're going to look at it again in a couple of days. I'm just kind of curious, like just generally curious. So when we see it at council, we'll have another crack at it. But But yeah, that's interesting. Thank you. That's my only question.
I'll continue to look until I find it here. Drive me nuts now. I gotta find it.
It might be in like an email or something too, though.
It might be.
That you read and you saw and now you're, but yeah, I wasn't trying to slow it down. I think this is a good idea. I just was curious how that, it's almost 10% by getting it, or actually almost like more than 10% for getting it used instead of.
Yeah.
But in my head, it's kind of like, the way you're describing it, these trucks were kind of working out some kinks while they were going through the demos.
Yeah. They, actually, the first time we wanted to demo them, they were in the shop for some repairs because they had one of their sensors fail.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'll see if I can find it.
Thank you.
It may have been in an email, too.
Yeah.
So these are coming, where are they coming from?
General Equipment is the company that has them. Labrie bought the chassis, put the box on it, and sold them to General Equipment. And then General Equipment demos them out, and then they sell them.
Then we'd have just one at this time?
Demo? We have one right now, the other one's still up in Portland. But it could be here. As soon as we pull the trigger on it, they'd bring it down. So.
Okay, so we're doing it for both of them then, right?
Yeah. It makes the most sense since one's due now and one's due in July to just pull the trigger now because they're here and available. If we were to go out for an RFP like you ask, cab chassis is 18 months out. Boxes another 6 months out, putting it together is another 6 months out. So it's about 2.5 years to get a truck right now. It's crazy. I can get the box tomorrow probably, but you know, it's like the cab chassis takes forever to get out. And then 2 years ago when we were looking at a truck, they said that they were only making 10 cab chassis for Oregon. So I don't know what they're making this year, but...
I remember that. Yeah. I think you told us that in this same committee.
It's absolutely crazy that people have not caught up from COVID.
Yeah.
On page 89, it talks about pacemakers and dental supplies.
So E15 is on...
The bottom of
used 89. Used personal property, it's on the very bottom of page 89. You'll see E15.
Okay, so this other stuff is just...
Yeah, it's just, it's that's part of the code.
I thought maybe you're getting some extras there on the
well,
side.
Well, you know, maybe some dentures or something, I don't know.
Cosmetic implants.
Something. So
I was just surprised to see all the medical stuff that was on there. Surgical dressings.
Yeah.
You guys going to be doing any... heart monitoring, it looks like, too. Heart valves.
Sometimes I feel like I need to. When DEQ sends me stuff, I need to monitor my heart.
That jump starts.
And my swear jar. Both of them.
I hadn't seen that quite right at the time.
What's the consensus?
Send it back on to council to talk about.
Okay, here. Let's take her back.
All right. Be there Tuesday.
Let's go to solid waste licensee fee resolution.
Okay, so this is a request for the committee to review and approve resolutions for licensee fees for solid waste haulers. So we allow solid waste haulers to come in and provide a service that we don't provide, so like big drop boxes, those types of things. And for many years, there's been a fee associated with one of our codes. Well, when they rewrote the code, they dropped the licensing fee out. So there's no licensing fee anywhere for us to charge. So this resolution will put a licensing fee back in so we could charge other haulers to come in. And it's not much. It's $40 for solid waste hauling and disposal, and it's paper products is $30, and it's per month. So we do make a little bit of money off of it for sanitation, but it's not like gonna break them to come in and provide that service. So I mean, one dumpster, 30 yards, what, $400 every time you dump it? 10%, they can probably afford that. So, and this fee is the same fee that it was prior to it being dropped out of the other municipal code. So
Councilor Thomas, you got any questions?
No.
Councilor Gamby?
How'd you happen to notice that this got left behind?
Katie actually brought it to my attention. She found it. She talked to Administrator Canope, and she goes, well, I guess Gary's got a lot of work to do then. So she sent it to me, and took a crack at the resolution, then I sent it to our attorney, and they doctored it up the way they wanted it.
Yeah. Is it, there can't be that many companies around here offering this. Like,
there's Santa Pack, Royal Refuge, and
Lane Apex.
Mm-hmm. Republic doesn't usually come in with any kind of dumpster. It's usually those three.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so that's, I hope they kept paying in the meanwhile.
I didn't ask any.
Sure.
It's one of those things that got overlooked when they changed the code, and nobody caught it until now.
No, I don't have any problem with that.
Councilor Thomas?
Send it back to.
Okay, we'll take it back to council.
It'll be there Tuesday also. And I don't really have any changes to the agenda forecaster except adding these two items, so. Pretty quick little meeting this time.
Does anybody else have any other business? I have, how are we doing on the wells?
13th has been rehabbed, like you guys have been told. 11th has been rehabbed. Between those two being rehabbed, we could now pump as much as we could pump all last year if we wanted to. 8th is done being rehabbed. We're waiting on parts. They're about 2 weeks out. So I left a message with Pat today saying that, you know, he's got another job. He wanted to pull his truck off while he was waiting for parts. So I left him a message today saying if they could get that job done this week, and then next week come in and start taking 5th apart. And then the week after that, jump back over to 8th and put it back together, and then jump back over to 5th and finish that. That way we're not trying to get into the hot months too much. I mean, we're already looking at, 85 this weekend, so. More than most days, we're about 700,000 gallons a day right now. So, you know, I mean, we're keeping up with just two wells, which is better than we did last year. So,
they're coming. And last year you had 4 or 5?
We have 5.
Yeah.
We're piping 3rd and Cedar over to the treatment plant so we can run it as a production well. So.
Yeah.
Which those guys are going to start on that soon.
Are we waiting for a pump on 8th?
The screen, I call into our engineer to find out where they're at with the screen, because the screen should be made by now. And then they were supposed to design, or based on the screen, design what they thought for the pump curb. Then we can put a pump in and do a pump test. Pacific Power is still saying a year out on power. But I did buy a backup generator for that one, so we could at least run the initial test and make sure everything's good. Get some flow out of it if we had to, but that's kind of where we're at with that one.
What about our new ones?
Bailey is that one that we're waiting on the screen on. Raintree, we're waiting for money to actually hit our hand, and same thing with Aldendale. It's all been done. Supposedly we're all approved, but they haven't shoved any money into our bank account yet.
That's amazing.
So the federal one's taken forever.
Sure.
So Jason sent them back a bunch of papers last week, I think, for the federal one. So we're just waiting for that money to come in and hit the city's bank account, because if the city starts work on those prior to that, we can't reimburse ourselves for any of that money spent. So all the engineering that I've done up until this point has been paid for by the city. If we continue to do that, it comes out of the funds that we're using to finish the well. So we don't want to try and tax that fund too much if we can't help it, so. But supposedly soon, I heard that a while back, but supposedly soon we'll have some money there.
They have been approved, though. They both were approved, right?
They were both approved, yeah. Yes.
Can I ask one
more question?
So just, so last year with the emergency well, what you called the emergency well last year, you were doing, it was 5 wells total?
Yeah, well, it was 4 wells because we blew 13th up.
Yeah. And then so, and those other two that you're rehabbing are going to be done with the rehab process, you're thinking, in the next few weeks?
Yeah. Eighth part should be in a couple of weeks, so it'll take them about a week to put it back together. So
yeah.
3 weeks for that one to be back online, probably.
Uh-huh.
And then fifth, probably, if I can get them to start next week, probably 3 or 4 weeks, depending on what we find with the pump.
Yeah.
If we have to rebuild the pump, it's going to delay it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's...
Parts are always like 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Or...
But so that would be 4 wells that had been rehabbed.
Yes.
And plus the ones that you're trying to bring online.
Yeah, when we're piping 3rd and Cedar over, we're going to pipe it in a way that we're not taking 3rd and Cedar offline until the last minute.
Mm.
Or until they start rehabbing it. So...
Are you... What was the result of 11th when you did the rehab on it? Because I think I remember hearing about 13th, but how did 11th go? 11th,
we were only able to pump about 125 gallons a minute, and we can now pump 300 gallons a minute with that well. So we more than doubled it. It's not what it used to produce, but it's better than what we were producing. So I'll take that. 8th and Deal, we were able to pump 85 gallons a minute, and they're estimating between 200 and 300
for that. Oh.
So
those are big changes just on the rehab ones.
And we didn't expect much from 8th and Deal. I was hoping I'd get a little better out of 11th because it's a newer well, but we just didn't get it. It's just so packed up with manganese. They beat on it and beat on it, but we couldn't get much more out of it. So.
Huh.
I'm hoping 5th comes around like 13th did. It's been a good well all along, so... I would think we'd be able to get that to come around. And then 3rd and Cedar, I mean, it needs to be rehabbed because it's got a lot of debris in the bottom of it and the screen's pretty dirty, but we were pumping 300 gallons a minute with it last summer. That's the only thing that saved us.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, as bad as it created dirty water for some people, and I feel really bad about that, but at least we stayed in water.
Yeah. Huh. So that's just with the old wells.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like a pretty good, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, we get these other wells online one of these days, hopefully before too long, that gives us more of a cushion, so.
How are we sitting on backup motors?
I have a backup motor for every well.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and I have one more question. What roads are going to be resurfaced? This year
we're doing slurry sealing Maple from 10th to 12th and
Maple
Alder from 3rd to 9th, I think. I have to double check on the Alder one. It's a pretty good stretch of road for Alder.
Okay. Well, that's all I have. Anybody else have anything?
Thanks for that question, though. Thanks for the update.
Okay, well, we'll adjourn this meeting at 6:50 p.m.
There it is. Good job.
Easy.
Yeah, that's nice to get that update. I'm glad you thought to ask that.